To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? What can we say about it? It is like a mustard seed. This past week I was talking with Deacon Tom. He was saying about how, you know, he had this image of using a mustard seed, but if he went to hold it up, you know, what would you see? You'd see his fingers, because it's so small. This tiny seed, which explodes with great force into the largest of plants, this tiny small thing that becomes so great, this is a sign Jesus uses to speak to us of the kingdom of God. I'm reminded of a quote by Pope Benedict XVI, where he said, "The world offers you comfort, but you were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness." The world offers you comfort, but you are not made for comfort. You are made for greatness. And that greatness comes, surprisingly, not from the greatest and biggest acts we do, not from great acts of courage that we step forward, but rather from the smallest acts, which then are done for God. Saint Jose Maria Escriva speaks about it this way. He says, he talks about the heroic minute. Now, most of us have experienced the heroic minute. I'd even say we all have. Sometimes not so heroic, and sometimes it is. And what is the heroic minute? He says the heroic minute is that minute after the alarm clock goes off. It is those moments, exactly. It's those moments when you choose either to get up and drag yourself out of bed or to hit the snooze button. It's easy to hit the snooze button. It's comfortable to hit the snooze button. I do it all the time. I didn't this morning. I knew I was going to have to preach about this. So he says, I better get my tail out of bed. It's kind of odd if we're looking to greatness, if the first decision of our day, almost every day, is to decide for comfort and ease and doing nothing. How can we excel in greatness if that first decision is leading us back to dreamland? It is truly a heroic minute. In those days when I finally said, no, I gotta get up, when I drag myself out of bed at that first alarm, I'm not going to say that those days are better than others, but I will say that I'm starting to train myself. It's those small things, the small acts of courage to choose something greater than ourselves, to choose something beyond our own comfort, to say no to ourselves, to deny ourselves, even in a small way, that starts to train us to get closer to Jesus, to draw into His heart, who came not to be served, but to serve. It's those small choices. Because let's be honest, most of us will probably not be faced with the choice of martyrdom. Most of us will not be before a firing squad or something like that for our faith. We all, though, will be called to live out our faith. And the martyrs of our tradition didn't become martyrs suddenly because someone came in with a gun or decided to attack them, but rather because they constantly were dying to themselves every day. They were able then, in that moment when it was most important for them, to say, yes, I die to myself for God. What are other ways that we can die to ourselves in small ways? Something that I struggle with, that when that most annoying person comes to us, instead of doing that first reaction, which is something to do with eyes rolling, rather it's a smile. It's hard. But it's so, so important that we reach out and we say, I'm going to show someone an act of love even when I don't feel like it. Those most annoying, most struggling people. We hear about this in St. Therese, the Little Flower. She writes about this in her autobiography, that there was this one sister. Can you believe this? There was a sister in the convent that irritated her more than anyone else. You wouldn't think that sisters would get irritated and annoyed, but they do. Oh wait, sisters are people too. Huh. But in any case, she got irritated and annoyed by this one sister, and everything about her just rubbed her the wrong way. And so she said, I will smile every time I see her. Well, after a while, this sister came up to her and said, Sister Therese, I don't know what it is that you like so much about me. But every time I look at you, I see you smiling at me. And Sister Therese, in her autobiography, writes this. She said, I always say to her, well, it's because I'm happy to see you. And then she says, but I didn't say from a spiritual perspective. That this takes a lot of effort, because our initial reaction is, oh, it's that person again. But God is saying, can you die to yourself in this little way and show an act of love for the person that you might not like? Every time we make these small choices, we're training ourselves. Every time we choose to pray, instead of going on and checking our Facebook one more time, or texting someone because we're feeling empty and alone and bored, or going in front of the idiot box. You know what that is, right? Yeah, okay. Every time we choose something greater than ourselves, greater than our comfort, we train ourselves in holiness, in courage, in greatness. You see, the world promises you comfort, but you and I were not made for comfort. We were made for greatness. And that tiny seed, which seems to be doing nothing, over time grows and grows, and the kingdom of God sprouts in our lives, and we get to see how great God is in making even our smallest choices for love become an amazingly beautiful flower for God.